Welcome to day 177, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishneh Ches. Now, we learned previously that if one has a batch of olives and a batch of olive oil and wants to separate truma from the olives to cover the olive oil, meaning it's the right amount of truma to cover for both, but it's only from the olives themselves, then a person should not do that. And even if they did, ain truma so truma. It doesn't work. It's not considered truma. We said the reason for that was because there are different stages of their processing. And in fact, more precisely, and this is very, very important, they both had not yet experienced their final processing. The halacha is that only when something reaches its gemar malacha, the final stage of processing, is it then obligated in the halachos of truma. And therefore, if you have grapes that have not yet become wine or olives that have not yet become oil, but they will, then they haven't yet finished their processing, and therefore they're exempt from truma, and you cannot separate something that's exempt from truma to cover something that is chayiv in truma, such as the olive oil or the wine. But what happens if you want to do it the opposite way? And that's what our Mishnah is going to discuss. Let's say you want to separate from olive oil to cover the olives themselves. Ein tormin shemen al zeisim anechtashin, says the Mishnah. You are not allowed to separate olive oil to cover olives that will eventually be crushed. Velo yayin al anavim hanedrachim, and similarly not to separate truma from wine onto grapes that will eventually be pressed. V'im taram, but if you did, and this is now different from the previous Mishnah, truma so truma, it does work in this case, meaning the truma works from the Torah's perspective, mid'oraisa, but v'yachzer v'yisrim, once you eventually crush those olives and press those grapes, then you should go back and separate truma again, rabbinically, mid'rabbanan. So what's the difference here, in which it does work technically, you just have to do it again, but in the previous case, it did not work at all? So in this case, or let's say in the last case, you actually created a pseda lekohen, the Mefarshim say, the Bartanura says. You created a loss for the kohen, because if you give him olives that are meant to be oil, and instead of truma from the olive oil itself, then what you're essentially doing is you're giving something to the kohen that is of lesser value, and not only that, you're giving him work to do. Now he has to go through the process of turning it into olive oil, and that is a loss for the kohen, and the point of truma is supposed to help the kohen out, to give him a gift, not to burden the kohen, and therefore in that case, it doesn't work at all. In this case, you're giving him something of greater value, yet still, Chazal say, you really shouldn't have done it that way, you really should only do something when it's a gemar malacha, and therefore you should go back and do it again. It's a knas, it's almost like a punishment, a penalty for not having done it properly, but it still works. So what's the difference now between the first separation of truma and the second separation, meaning in terms of the status of the truma itself? So the Mishnah says there are two differences. Remember, the first one works midaraisa biblically. The second one is only a requirement rabbinically. So says the Mishnah, harishona, that first truma, which works midaraisa, midma'as b'fnei atzma, it becomes midduma, which means that there's a halacha that truma is only batal if it falls into a big vat of other produce. It only is batal. It's only nullified if there are at least 100 pieces to that piece of truma. So if it falls into something of 99 pieces, that's not enough. And therefore, the Mishnah says it makes the entire thing usser, or it makes the entire thing truma. You have to treat all of those 99 pieces plus the truma as truma. And v'chayev ala chomesh. And if a zar eats it, a non-kohen eats that truma that you separated, then there's a penalty. In general, the person has to pay it back and add onto it a chomesh, a fifth, which really means a quarter. It's a fifth after it's added. Meaning if you have 100, you have to add on 25, so it's 125, and now that 25 is a fifth, so it's really a quarter. But anyway, you have to add a penalty to it in order, because you ate, a non-kohen ate truma, which is not allowed. But that is in both of those cases, of alo l'shnia, in both of those halachos, by meduma and the chomesh, it doesn't apply to the second truma. I mean, the second truma is only midirabanan, and therefore, if it falls into a big bat of 99, that is more than enough to nullify it, and therefore, it would not turn the whole thing into truma. And if a non-kohen ate it, the person would not have to pay it back with that additional fifth. You wouldn't have that penalty of the fifth. So again, the second one really isn't full-fledged truma at all. It's really just the first one that has all those halachos of truma. That is Mishneh Ches, and now on to Mishneh Tes. V'sormin shemen al zeisim hachbashim, but you are allowed to separate from olive oil to cover olive that are going to eventually be salted, that are going to be pickled. V'yayin ala navim lasos and tzibukim. Or you're allowed to separate wine to cover grapes that will eventually become raisins, because in both of those cases, you're basically eating the olives and the grapes in their normal way. Okay, eventually you're going to do something with them to preserve them, but you are eating the olives themselves, and you will be eating the grapes themselves, and therefore they have already finished their gemar melacha. Meaning to say that in the previous cases, when you said you're not allowed to separate olives onto olive oil and olive oil onto olives, That's because the olives are eventually going to become olive oil. That's your intent. But in this case, if you have olives that you are not intending to turn into olive oil, but you're just intending to eat as olives, well, then they have finished their gemar melacha, and therefore you would be able, says the Mishnah, to separate from the olives onto the olive oil and from the olive oil onto the olives, because they both have reached their gemar melacha, their final stage in processing, and then turning them into grapes and turning them into salted or pickled olives, that's not really a part of their processing. That's something more to preserve them or to change their form, and that you can do later on. Now, Hare Shetarim Shemen al Zaysim La'achila, V'Zaysim al Zaysim La'achila. Imagine a person separated olive oil onto olives that a person's going to eat, which we said is fine, or V'Zaysim al Zaysim La'achila, or olives onto olives that a person's going to eat, meaning, obviously, in both of those cases, it's totally fine. And similar to the Yayin al Navim La'achila, or from wine onto grapes that a person's going to eat, V'Navim al Navim La'achila, or from grapes onto grapes that a person's going to eat. In both cases, that should be totally fine. But then, V'Nimlach L'Darchan, but afterwards, the person decided, you know what? I'm going to actually turn these grapes into wine. Meaning, you originally intended to eat those grapes. You originally intended to eat those olives, and therefore you're allowed to separate from olive oil onto the olives, and certainly from olives onto olives themselves. But then afterwards, you decided, you know what, I'm going to change it. So l'mafreya, retroactively, it's almost as if those olives and those grapes actually weren't finished in their processing. They didn't reach the gemar melacha, because now you're going to turn them into something else. Says the Mishnah, Eino tzarech lizrom. No, that's okay. You don't have to go back and separate truma again. It worked, because at the time in which you were doing it, you really intended to use those grapes for food, you intended to use those olives for food, and therefore, at the time, they did finish the gemar melacha, even though later you decided to put them through another stage of processing. That's okay. The truma works. The fascinating part here, and the important piece, is that it really depends on kavana. It depends on your intent. It could be the same exact olives, but if you intend to turn it into olive oil, then you cannot separate it for olive oil, and you can't separate olive oil onto it. But if you intended to eat it, then all of a sudden, it changes its status, and now it has reached its gemar melacha, and you can separate one into the other. So it's really dependent on intent, and I think that's just an important thing to point out. That is Mishnah Tes. We'll continue the Mishnah Yud tomorrow.